Countries across the globe are grappling with the devastating effect of climate change, one of which is flooding, and Nigeria is not left out. While globally acceptable reasons for flood include massive rainfall, overflowing rivers, collapsed dams, deforestation and climate change, the chief cause of flood in Nigeria and Akwa Ibom State in particular is blocked or shallow drainages or none at all. Floods impact on both individuals and communities and have social, economic and environmental consequences, which however vary greatly depending on the location, duration, depth and speed, as well as the environment. The disaster can lead to loss of lives and livelihood, displacement of citizens, damage to infrastructure, disruptions to supplies of clean water, electricity, transport, communication, education and health care. To mitigate its effects, the Nigeria Hydrological Services Agency at the beginning of the year predicted that 28 states and the FCT will be flood-prone and likely to experience more devastating floods from the end of August to early October. The agency's prediction in its annual Flood Outlook publication for 2021 warned Nigerians, particularly those living in the coastal and riverine areas, including cities and communities, to take steps and prepare for the flooding that was to come. The agency's Director of Hydrogeophysics, Stephen Magima, during a briefing, mentioned the 27 highly probable flood risk states.
Those states are Abia, Akwa Ibom, Anambra, Bauchi, Bayelsa, Benue, Cross River, Delta, Ebonyi, Edo, Kogi, Imo, Jigawa, Kaduna, Kano, Kebbi, Kogi, Kwara, Lagos, Nasarawa, Niger, Ogun, Oyo, Rivers, Sokoto, Taraba, and Kampala.
For the Minister of Water Resources, Mohammed Adamu, the flood level in 2021 would be worse than that of other years, but not to the extent of the ones experienced in 2012 and 2013.
The 2021 flood projections show various severity across parts of the country. So far, the flood levels will be higher than the previous years.
How prepared was Akwa Ibom State to contend the impending 2021 disaster in the areas of sensitization and awareness campaigns, as well as clearance of drains and waterways? The Commissioner for Environment and Mineral Resources, Sir Charles Udo, responds.
We use village structures, we use local government chairmen to go into the nook and cranny, and that's why you see that before the rains came, we spent a huge amount of money distilling the drains, both the Minister of Environment and the Waste Management Agency. And then if you also see that prior to this, last year we awarded three major contracts taking flood water from IBB, which is in excess of 15 billion naira. And then same year too, we also awarded contract to tackle the erosion in Etimo Mana. Same year too, also awarded contract to tackle the erosion in Anua. Add all that, we are looking at the portfolio of over 30 billion naira on only ecological issue in a small catchment area. And then recently, we started work on Ikpa Road. Talking about Tulane, you recall that before the onset of the rainy season, we had desilted that reservoir. We spent millions of naira. You can't imagine the debris that we picked out from there. There is an underground channel that takes water from there. That is why the problem has eased up around that traffic light. But going forward, we're going to go around all over the city. My people are already on the field, going looking at red flag areas, and so can begin to tackle those red flag areas before they become huge ticket transaction issues.
Notwithstanding the efforts of the state government, Akwa Ibom is still grappling with flood, as some families are already counting their losses. Efiong Asukwo Akpan and Sonny Umana, residents of Nsika Redwork Avenue, Uyo, narrate their experiences.
From Tulane, Kewo, IBB, there is no gutter. We are going to make it. shelter from falling by two.
The situation is not different for Chris Uko and Joseph Idongafa of Ikorokoro Road, Abak, who have been victims of flood disaster since the construction of the Ikorokoro-Ikorokpankuk Road by the Godswill-Akpabio administration in 2013.
We have been experiencing this for the past 10 years, year in, year out. Since the government awarded this contract to Setraku and then Ikorokoro Road was commissioned on May 2013, since then we have been experiencing this flood.
We experience this on a yearly basis, but this year it has been one of the worst cases that we have experienced. The damage is phenomenal. This environment has written letters, copied various government quarters, and in fact, the deputy governor of Akwa Ibom State once visited here. The government is very, very aware. We wish the government to come and give us a drainage that can carry the volume of water at once.
Speaking to Inspiration FM after an on-the-spot visit and assessment of the flood area in Abak, Sir Charles Udo hints on the steps the government will take to fix the situation.
We just got a report from Inspiration FM that there was an issue here, and that's why I scheduled to come here. So we're going to send an engineer with a contractor to come look at it and then give us recommendations regarding the best way to deal with this. We'll give it our best shot, hoping that the cost won't be humongous.
While government has its role to play, the message for every Akwa Ibom citizen and resident is to desist from dumping of waste in the drainages, but desilt them, stop dumping waste at illegal dump sites, and protect the environment. This special report was done by Dianime Uko.